The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to the Meatball Pod, Meatballs. Happy Thursday. It's another week, and we missed you. Welcome to the show.
Yes, happy Jersey, Meatballs. So I feel like we had such a fun weekend at Kalahari, but I also, first, before I go into Kalahari, I want you to tell the Meatballs about your fiasco on Friday. You literally are not catching a break.
Oh my God, with the cops?
Yeah, with you were so excited. Our last podcast, you were so excited to have your wine with your mom.
Stop.
Have like the most relaxing night in the world. And then like I got a text from you at like 1 a.m, like the cops are at my house. I'm like, what? What is happening?
All right, Meatballs, you know I've been going through it with this cheer comp and like all this shit going on. It's just like, literally, like Dee said, I can't catch a break. So I told you guys last show, like, I was so excited to, like, stay at home all weekend. Like, I don't have to travel. I don't have to do anything. I can literally just, like, relax. My mommy's coming over. So my mom ended up coming over, and we baked with Giovanna because she loves to bake. And then, you know, we were just with Angelo because Gianni and Lorenzo were like coming home from Atlantic City, so it's kind of like us for the day. So it was just like a nice time with my mom. I haven't seen her in like a couple weeks, so it was nice to like do that. So we started like drinking Messy Mama wine because I got like my full new package of wine. So I'm like all stocked up, so excited. I might bring rosé next time I see you. And white wine.
I love that.
Yeah, but I got a whole bunch of new bottles, and I was like, all right, mommy, let's drink some red wine. And we're literally, like, on our second bottle during, you know, dinner, and everything's fine. You know, the kids went to bed, and then we opened our third bottle, and then it's our fourth bottle. So we had four bottles of wine, me and my mom. I can't.
two bottles.
We were just like
– two bottles always just makes me feel like shit.
Yeah. So we were just, like, drinking wine because that's what we do, and just, like, catching up and, like, talking. And then all of a sudden it's like 1:30 in the morning. I'm like, all right, mom, like we should go to bed. Like, I can't believe it's 1:30 already. And she's like, oh my God. So we're like getting ready to go to bed, and the freaking alarm starts going off, but it's not like a burglary alarm that like our alarm goes off, because that's like a totally like different alarm. I feel this one was kind of like a warning. It was like, burr, 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 burr. And I'm like, what is that? Like, I've never heard that before. So then
was Gianni home?
Yeah, Gianni's home at this point, and
okay,
and I'm like, Gianni, what the heck is that noise?
You drunk ladies would be like, oh, what is? Oh,
yeah, me and my mom were like, what's going on? So he comes down, and he's reading the thing, and he sees that it was carbon monoxide detector. Like, there was carbon monoxide, like, being scented in the basement. And I'm like, oh, my God. So he, like, turned it off. He's like, maybe it's just a glitch. But then it kept going off, like, five times. I'm like, all right, I feel like we need to call the cops or, like, fire department.
That is, like, the silent killer. Like, you need to just go outside because you don't even know, because you can't smell it.
Yeah. So all my kids were sleeping. So I just opened up every single window, and I waited for the cops to get here. And then the cops came here with the fire department. And I'm, like, trying not to act drunk. But me and my mom were, like, bombed. And I'm like, thanks for coming.
You definitely were probably acting drunk. Yeah, I'm
like,
drunk.
Please don't arrest me. I thought I was going to get in trouble. But yeah, they had like all their detectors out and they were walking around the whole entire house. And they were like, yeah, seems fine. Like nothing's going off. I think something's wrong with your alarm. And it did that like a couple times after they left. But I felt fine because like the fire department had like all their buzzers. They were looking in every single room with it. And they were just like, we're not detecting anything. And I was like, are you sure? Like, I don't, you know, if we fall asleep, we're not waking up.
Yeah.
But he was like, no, I'm positive. Like, everything is fine. I just think you need to call your alarm system or whatever. And then it kept going off the next day. But that was like another thing. I was like, great. Like, we're going to have to move. I'm going to have to like blow up my house. Like, where are we going to go? Like, do I have to rent a hotel somewhere? Like, what is happening?
Wait, and then drunk mommy, what did she say to them?
Oh my God. So me and mommy are like, yeah, me and mommy are like drunk, just like watching them like walk around the house. And my mom was like, a police officer, do you think it's the wind? Do you think the wind just like knocked into the door and that's why it's going off? And the police officer was like, no. So you're sure it's not the wind? I'm like, mom, stop talking. They're going to arrest you.
I can't. Oh, yeah.
She asked four times. I'm like, mom. Stop it.
She had meatball. She was meatball. Yeah.
I was like, mom, let's go upstairs.
She probably forgot that she asked it the first couple of times.
Yeah, or she just wanted to like keep talking to them. I'm like, can you stop?
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So yeah, everything is fine. We just fixed it with the alarm company.
Chaos.
But that's scary.
Yeah, no, that's definitely scary. Like, I probably would have woken up everybody and been like, get out of the house.
Oh yeah, you would have gotten to the car and drove away.
Yeah, I'd be like, get out of the house. There's deadly fumes. Just can't smell it.
You definitely would have left.
Oh yeah, I would have been like sitting outside my house waiting for the fire.
Get in the car.
It's following us. No.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So that was a crazy weekend for you. Yeah. And then we went to Kalahari in Poconos. I highly recommend it. It was so clean and so nice. I liked it. Like the water park, sometimes inside water parks skeeve me.
Same.
No, but this one, honestly, it was really clean. So I enjoyed it. The kids enjoyed it.
Nice.
They had a wave pool, all these slides. They had a big splash pad thing. They had different size pools for different size kids. So yeah, it was really love nice. That.
And what drinks did you get? Cause you, Dina ended up sending me drinks and I was like, oh my God, that looks so good. But also I was so hungover the next day.
Oh yeah. Two bottles would do that to you.
I can't.
I did an extra spicy Bloody Mary. And I honestly, I wasn't expecting it to be like really good, you know, because I'm like, it's a water park. I can't imagine it being like super good. It was like a really good Bloody Mary.
Wait, why'd you get a Bloody Mary?
Because sometimes I like tomato juice.
I've never seen you order one with me before.
Well, because I usually, like, usually if we're filming, if I'm hungover, I can't do something like that because I feel like it'll upset my stomach.
Oh, yeah. And that's what they're used for, I feel.
Yeah. I like to, I like it, like, just, like, one to start, like, the day, like, if we're, like, going out.
To start the day.
Like, not, like, every day. Like, but, like, we were going to be drinking at the water park. So I was like, oh, I could start with the Bloody Mary.
Wait, so what time did you have this?
Well, you know me. I don't like to drink until 12, so.
Oh, so it was 12?
Yeah, it was 12.
Well, I was going to say, if you had that drink before 12 with your other girlfriends.
Oh, I know. You would have.
I was going to be very upset.
Yeah, you would have had a whole thing.
Because Dina literally waits, like, when we're filming, and it's like, okay, like, we're going to have a good day. We're not with the kids or whatever. And it's just, you know, we're going out to dinner. We're doing something fun. She will not have a sip of white wine, a mimosa, anything until that clock hits 12.
Yes, because it just makes me feel like.
Makes you feel better?
Yeah, it makes me feel better about myself. And then also, like, if I start drinking before 12, like, now that I'm older, I won't make it.
Like,
I won't
crash.
Make it. Yeah, I will crash and burn. And, like, especially when we're filming, like, it's nonstop. Like, we get an hour break, but basically our hour break is us getting ready for the nighttime. So we don't stop, you know? So
yeah, it's nonstop.
I can't. It's either, like, I don't know. It's just nonstop. So if I start to drink early, I won't make it. So, but yeah, it was 12 o'clock and I had a Bloody Mary and it was really good. But then I switched to Prosecco because I can only do like one. Because you know me now, I really can't do vodka.
Mm-hmm.
So I did my one drink and then I switched to Prosecco. It was good.
God bless you. It looked delicious.
Yeah, it was good. I really like when they put in, like, the horseradish. They didn't do that there. But
is that spicy?
Oh, yeah. No. I asked for, like, extra, extra, extra spicy.
Ooh, you're feeling spicy.
Yeah. I'm a spicy meatball.
You are.
Yeah. So I started with my Bloody Mary and then, like, had the Prosecco and, like, the kids had a ball. We were, like, in the water park. And then at night, we went and we got dinner and then we did the arcade there, which is a sick arcade. Like, the kids had the best time.
Oh, yeah. That looked fun.
Yeah. They loved the arcade. And then the next day we basically kind of hung out, did the same, and then went home. So it was a good day.
A nice quick trip.
Yeah. It was like a nice day and a half trip and then back to reality.
She's just
like,
reality.
Can I stay home? I'm like, you can't stay home. I already got a letter in the mail. Like, I can't.
Oh, she's missing too many school days?
Yeah. So, because I brought
him.
Because of vacation, Aruba, I got a freaking letter. Like, he missed 7 days. And, you know, I'm like, all right. Well, he had a great time in Aruba. So, whatever.
But literally, I keep getting those because of how much Giovanna travels and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, you guys, it's not like a secret.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You guys know. And she gets a folder full of work. I feel like once it starts hitting, like, middle school, then it's like, all right.
No,
but, like,
yeah.
They're little. I think it's okay.
Yeah. So I was like, ready, got the letter in the mail. You got to go to school, see? They were all so tired from the whole weekend, though.
Oh, I'm sure. Awesome. Yeah.
So that morning was, like, a rough one. I was like, come on. Everybody get on your shoes.
Everybody out.
Like, we have to go.
That's literally me. Like, every morning I'm screaming everybody out and I literally go to Starbucks. I get my Starbucks and, like, if I don't have, like, certain errands I need to run in the morning, I just come back here and I just sit on the couch for a good 20 minutes. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. So when we were leaving for Kalahari, cause we left at like 7:30 in the morning to head there. And it was like that. Like, I was like, come on, let's go. Like, our typical, like, mornings. And Chris is like, this is not nice to start the day. I'm like, well, this is how we start the day.
Like, it's always chaotic.
But now I'm like, all right, maybe I should. Because it's not like we're yelling at each other. It's just like, let's go. Like, it's just rushed. But I'm like, whatever. This is how we work. Whatever. But, yeah, it was a good weekend. Now we're back to the week.
Very nice.
So I actually just cleaned out my entire pantry and I started Thrive Market.
Ooh.
Which I really like because I started like just like, I don't like the whole, like, the red dye 40 and all this stuff. And so I was like, you know what? I was like, let me just purge my pantry and I'll order the Thrive Market and we'll give it a whirl. And like, it, they're eating all the Thrive Market snacks now because there's nothing else that they have here. So I'm like, okay, great. And they're all so much better for you. And I have to tell you, like some of the chips, like I got these, I think it's called Last July or something. Mm-hmm. And they're like Doritos, but they don't have all the shit in it. And they actually taste like Doritos. They're really good.
They should be our meatball sponsor because we used to have them as a sponsor on me and Joey's podcast and they would send us like all their things.
Oh my God, please. Thrive Market.
Everything is delicious. The kids love it. You know you're eating healthier. And I've been using them ever since I was introduced to them like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I like Thrive Market.
Yeah, Pam, let's get Thrive Market.
And I feel like I know now the kids are getting... So I did it like a while ago, but now like that's really all I keep in my house. Because like that when I started in September, like here and there, I'd bring in like the other stuff. But now like I literally am just Thrive Market snacks.
Yeah.
And they're great. Yeah, so I feel like better when they're eating like their snacks because I'm like, okay, at least I know there's not like that terrible crap in them, you know?
Oh, I know. There's so much crap. Like, I feel like I've been, like, researching, like, all, like, the foods that we eat, and everything is just disgusting.
I'm using Heinz ketchup. Like, now I use the Thrive ketchup because there is just so much other shit in it. Like, I was looking online, and, like, from other countries don't have the crap that we have.
No, and a lot of things that we sell and, like, consume is illegal in other countries.
Isn't that wild? Like,
I don't think we should be eating that.
But I think that might be changing soon because I think that they're going to start looking into the red dye 40 and everything or banning it because I saw somewhere that it was going to start getting banned.
Well, I mean, at this point, I feel like we're screwed.
And I'm like, why hasn't this been banned for years ago?
Yeah, it's crazy.
But I like joked. Who did I joke about? Because you know how like basically all of our stuff – us growing up was what is it called when it just doesn't get old, it just is always fine.
No, that's what I'm saying, like we're screwed but we can help our kids.
But I feel like, is that why all of us millennials still look young? Because we ate all the food that just didn't age.
Oh yeah, so we're not aging now.
Yeah, maybe.
Could be.
Oh man.
Well, I feel like, honestly, we're aging nice.
Yeah, I mean, I think so.
I feel like we look great.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not, like, where I want to be with my body-wise.
I mean, but same. Facial-wise.
Yeah, I feel like I like how I look better now than I did back then, my face-wise.
And I feel like without makeup, like, you just look so cute.
So do you. You look really cute without makeup, too.
Right?
Honestly, half the time we're filming, sometimes I haven't been wearing makeup.
Oh, same. Like, all I really do is, like, do my lashes because I don't want my eyes to be so tired.
Yeah.
But, like, I prefer not wearing makeup. Like, the whole, like, concealer and the all the junk and then we're, like, sweating and then we look shiny on camera. Like, I prefer to just not wear any of it.
Like, you missed it, but when we were in Jamaica, we went to these waterfalls and...
Oh, yeah, I was sad.
I was like, I am not... wear makeup to this thing. I'm going to be in like freaking water and my eyelashes are going to be flying off.
No.
So, yeah, half the time I haven't been wearing makeup. I mean, when we go out, I will, but like the little scenes at our houses, I'm like,
I just do my lashes.
Just do my lashes.
My lashes.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So wait, I started that Bashar guy. I looked him up.
So you did the deep dive?
Yeah.
How crazy, huh?
First of all, I pictured him completely different.
What'd you picture him as?
I don't know, like a younger man. Like,
oh yeah, no.
Yeah, he's like an older man, bald guy. I was not expecting it. But yeah, it's weird. And he has like these weird predictions and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very weird.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens this year because he does have a few predictions for this year.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is not – at first I went onto it and I was like, no, this can't be him. I'm like, I must be on the wrong thing.
Nope, that's him.
And I was like, oh, no, this is him. And then I started like listening to him. And I was like, okay. I was like, this is weird. It's weird. He like closes his eyes and then he asks Bashar questions.
Yeah. And then his throat like does this weird thing. He does like weird things to where like if a normal person did that and like you were in control of it, you would be choking. So I'm just like, there's things that he does that's like, there's no way like he can't like not choke.
Yeah. So you think he could be like, so would he be considered reptilian?
I don't think Bashar is reptilian though.
No. He's just part alien.
Yeah, I just think he's like of the universe.
Okay.
It's very confusing.
What is his, I didn't see his predictions for this year. What are they?
That just basically what everyone's saying, how we're going to be more enlightened and something's going to happen with aliens, with like proof and everything.
I believe that because I am on like my spiritual awakening TikToks.
Oh, good. Love that for you.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? I think it is.
I want you to meditate with me so you open your third eye.
No, I don't know if I'd be good with that.
Oh, yeah, it's true. That's true. If you felt something in the dark, you would freak the fuck out.
And not only that, like I already have so many things going through my mind. I don't know if I could.
That'll give you more anxiety.
Yeah, hearing other people's thoughts.
Well, yeah, I won't. Okay, that's a good idea. Never mind.
Yeah, I don't know if that would be good for me.
Not great. Oh, wait, I want to talk about Yellow Jackets. Have you been watching?
So I'm up to, what one am I up to? I'm up to, are we spoiling it?
It's up to you. So we just have to say we're spoiling.
Okay, we're spoiling. So what I'm up to is he was in that cave and he took the one girl and then they just got, he let her go and then she brought everyone to go and find him. And now he's back at their camp. The teacher.
Oh, okay. Got it.
That's where I'm at. So I think I've missed some episodes.
Yeah. I feel like I skipped an episode. So every time I watch Yellow Jackets, I have like a routine. So like when I watch Paradise, which is over now, oh, I'm so sad. But when I watch Paradise and Severance, I like to watch it like during the day when the kids are at school. And then when I watch Yellow Jackets, I like to watch it at night. So I like to get a little spooky before bed and then I put cartoons on. So I feel like I missed an episode because I fell asleep.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
So do you remember that part?
No, I do. That's what I just finished last night. I think that's the last episode.
Oh, okay. So then I am caught up.
Well, when they did his trial?
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's the last one.
Yeah, and then they said that he was not guilty.
No, he is guilty.
Did they say he was guilty?
Yeah, they changed it.
Oh, see, maybe I missed that part.
And now they're like, they're going to kill him and eat him.
Ew. No, yeah, I didn't see that.
That's what I'm assuming.
Where was I? Maybe I didn't get to the trial.
All right, well, you guys need to watch Yellow Jackets.
I think I'm waiting for it to get a little more suspenseful.
Well, yeah, I think like all the creepy things are like starting to happen now.
Yeah,
like, now it's getting weird and it's getting creepy.
Oh, yeah.
Spooky.
I love that you said, oh, yeah, I watch that to get spooky, and then I put on cartoons.
No, literally. And then I, like, keep, like, a nightlight on, like, I'm four.
Wait, so what are your, like, comfort shows? So what, cartoons are your comfort show?
No, like, if I'm really freaking messed up and, like, spooked out and I'm terrified and I can't fall asleep, I'll put on Avatar.
Okay, so
Or I'll put on The Day After Tomorrow.
The Day After Tomorrow?
Yeah.
That's a comfort movie?
Yeah, I like, end of the world, like, geographic thing.
But that makes you comfy.
Yeah, it makes me cozy. Oh, and
that is so crazy.
And 2012. I usually put on 2012.
That is so crazy that end of the world shows are your cozy shows.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm freaking weird.
And do you need to watch a cozy show after watching that?
No, that makes me cozy. Like, if I'm watching, like, something scary about, like, ghosts or demons or, like, murder. Well, no, I'll put murder on, too, for cozy.
Oh, my God.
If it's ghosts and demons. If it's ghost demons or, like, scary aliens, I'll have to put on, like, a murder docuseries or 2012.
See, this is where the meatballs are different.
We are so different in this area.
That would not be my cozy shows at all. Like, my cozy shows is, like, Modern Family and The Middle and The Office. Like, those are my cozy shows.
And oh, yeah, because they're happy and so.
Yeah, and my cozy movies is, like, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. I like that one.
Oh, yeah, mine's just Married with Brittany Murphy, who I miss so much.
Oh, now that I think was a murder, to be honest.
She was 100% murdered because she was coming out with a tell-all.
Yeah, I think Ashton Kutcher had something to do with that.
Oh, sick.
And Diddy. I do.
Sick. Sick fucks.
Because I think it's just very crazy that all these people that are connected to Diddy die from pneumonia.
Well, I mean, what's going on with Diddy? I feel like we haven't heard from him in, like, so long.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like they're distracting us with so many other things.
Like the end of the world, aliens.
Apparently, that's all your cozy stuff. You should be excited.
No, just the movies, not like it actually happening.
It's just so crazy. One of your biggest fears is the end of the world and, like, everything, but that's your cozy show.
Yeah, so it's definitely, that's true. It is my biggest fear, and I'm, like, prepped and ready to go. But, like, when I watch things, like, when I watch movies and, like, see the fall of the civilization, like Walking Dead, like, when people, like, start getting infected and everything goes chaos, that is my favorite thing to watch. Like, I love it so much. But, like, if that were to happen, it'd be my biggest nightmare. Yeah. Is that weird?
Yeah.
That's therapy.
I mean, it's a little weird just because it's, like, your biggest fear, but also you're cozy.
I think I need therapy.
Hey, therapy's okay. Nothing wrong with therapy.
I'm a weirdo.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, well, I'm excited to get to our questions because we have some long questions today.
Okay, yeah, do it.
Get some meatball questions.
Wait, can we just bring up how good this weather is, though? I literally wake up and I'm like, ooh, this is day drinking weather.
So I feel both. So, you know, I love this weather for like day drinking, being outside. Like, I want the kids to play in the backyard.
Yeah,
I love the surfside.
Like, the other day, I brought the kids to the park and I'm like, good, get out your energy, you know, because we haven't been able to do that for the last like couple months.
Because it's freezing.
Cameron, he wants me to put Bluey on because he loves CJ.
Stop.
Because Bluey is like CJ's favorite show. And he's in school and Cameron's missing him.
I love Bluey. So Bluey is on tour right now and Angela loves Bluey. And I was trying to see if they were coming to Jersey and they're not. And I'm really upset about it.
Well, you know, they just opened in Philly. It's like a Bluey house thing. It's like something you would just do for a day trip with the kids. And it's a Bluey. Yeah, it's all Bluey. It's like their house and I think Bluey's there.
That is really cute.
Yeah, so if Angelo maybe take a trip to Philly. They just opened it.
I love that.
It's so funny when we do these podcasts and I'm like, be good, Cameron. He like thinks he gets advantage of everything. So he's like eating chips over there. And
oh yeah, he's like, Mom, you want me to shut up? Give me some chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like smart. So he's like eating all of his little snacks. I'm like, ugh. I'm like,
what a smart cookie.
He is. He's like, and then he's like sneaking in the pantry. I'm like, I see you. I see you over there. I can see you, Cameron. Oh, my goodness. But yeah, so the Bluey thing. But so wait, Bluey's on tour. So what is it? Like kind of like the Paw Patrol on tour stuff?
Yeah. And like the Peppa Pig.
Oh, okay.
And they're just not coming to Jersey. And I'm really upset about it.
Oh, that's how I felt. Listen to this crap. So that's how I felt for like adult things, like the Vampire Diaries thing. So I'm a huge Vampire Diaries fan. Mm-hmm. That's actually one of my cozies, I guess. Like I like the Vampire Diaries.
See.
But because I could rewatch it like a million times. So they do like vampire tours or whatever. So like they come and you meet them and they do like question answers. So I was pumped because there's finally one coming to Philly. Nicole, the prices are crazy.
What is it?
So I figured, okay, like it says like, okay, you to take a picture with them, it's $100. I was like, all right, that's cool. And then I figured like to go to the actual event, it would probably be what, like $200? I don't know. That's what I was expecting. So I go onto the site and I guess it's a little smaller. So it's kind of intimate, but there's probably like 20 or 30 seats. So you go and there's a panel. So I go to look at the seats. I'm like, oh, this is great.
That's very small.
But listen to how the cheapest seat was $800.
What the heck?
I was like, what? And then
why is that so expensive? Oh, maybe because it's only 25 people that are going.
Yeah, I guess. But I'm like, I don't think I could spend $800. And then how am I bringing, like, I'm not going to go by myself. And I don't know anybody else that loves Vampire Diaries enough that will spend $800 on a ticket.
Yeah, so if it was like Roswell or something, I would definitely spend it.
No, I'm not going to go by myself. So I guess that's it.
Why not?
Yeah, I'm going to sit in the audience.
So cool.
By myself.
Yeah, and be like, I'm your biggest fan.
I did subscribe to some of their, you know how people have this subscriber thing on their Instagram? Mm-hmm. I subscribed to some of theirs.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast?
Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wait, so this reminds me of like my journey with Roswell, because I've been such a big fan for like so long, and I was like, you know what? I feel like I want to meet them. So when I was pregnant with Giovanna, they like the whole cast was coming together like out of nowhere. Like they've never done this before. And they were doing like a panel in
Texas.
That's
what they're doing.
Yeah, just like talking about it. And I'm like, I'm going to Austin, Texas, because they haven't been together in so long. And I'm going and I'm meeting them. So I went there and I ended up meeting them and everything. And now I have Michael and Maria's phone number. I went to dinner with them last time they were here in Jersey. I'm like friends with these people now. And it's the best thing that's ever happened to me. Oh, so I think you should go.
How much money did you spend?
I mean, on plane tickets and the ticket, definitely over 1,000.
Yeah. And you went by yourself?
But now we're best friends.
Wait, but did you go by yourself?
No, Steph came with me. I made Steph go because Steph's a big fan of Roswell too.
Ugh, maybe I should just pay for somebody else's ticket. Spend like $1,600 on or $1,600 to meet Vampire Diaries. Well, the one guy, Paul Wesley, he's from New Jersey. His family still lives in Manalapan.
Oh, so let's go to his house, knock on his door.
He doesn't live there, but his family does.
I'll be like, hi.
I know.
We're the meatballs. Can we get your son's number?
Be like, do you watch Jersey Shore?
That's well,
my dream was that I would go and they would recognize me and be like, wait, you're on Jersey Shore. And then, like you said, we become best friends.
Yeah.
Like, I love Jersey Shore. And I'd be like, oh, I love the Vampire Diaries.
And then you guys are besties.
Like meatballs. My bachelorette party was Vampire Diaries themed. That's how much, like, I'm obsessed.
Yeah, Dina, you have to do it. Why don't you DM them? They might answer you.
Yeah, what would I say?
I know, that's so embarrassing. I hate doing that.
I know, me too.
Did I tell you I DM'd Jessica Simpson because you know I'm obsessed with her?
Yeah, but didn't she write you back?
No, she just seen it and didn't write back.
Oh, see, that's
tough. I wanted to kill myself. I literally threw my phone. It ruined my day.
Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough one.
So embarrassing.
I can't.
I wanted to my die. God.
But, yeah, so I don't know.
I would just reach out. You know what? If you're having, like, a couple glasses of wine, have that courage to reach out and be like, hey.
Yeah. Like, hey, do you watch Jersey Shore?
It's me. No, I would be like, hey, like, I saw you guys are coming.
Wait, they had so many Jersey Shore references in their show, too. Like, the one that she was in the hospital, Candace, and she was Caroline on the show. And she goes, oh, you know, I'm just watching, catching up on Jersey Shore. I was like, oh, my God. They said our show and my favorite show. And then another one, they were going to look for vampires in New Jersey. And they go, what, are we going to just pop up in Snooki's backyard?
Tina, they definitely know who you are. DM them right now.
I can't.
Tina.
I know. Well, that was like, I like just envisioned me going and then being like, why do you look familiar?
Friday, I'm going to steal your phone and do it.
Okay. I don't care. Oh, all right. Sorry. Just got into Vampire Diaries. Venting that it's so much money. Crazy pants.
Yeah, that is a little crazy.
But I don't know how like normal people could afford that, you know?
No, it's very expensive.
All right, let's get to meatball questions now. I'm sure nobody else wants to hear me talk about Vampire Diaries anymore.
I'm sure some meatballs are obsessed as well. Maybe you can go with a fan.
Yeah.
You go with the meatball.
Okay, let's see. This is a long question. All right. Well, do you remember one of our meatballs told us about how one her friend stole her prom date?
Yes.
So this is an update.
Okay.
So it's update from our meatball who asks about the friend stealing her prom date. And it says, "Hi, meatballs. I'm super nervous because I'm still not committed to a college. And I feel like everyone is committed and I'm just not going to be able to make friends, roommates. I'm from Canada and I'm going to college in America. So I'm super scared that since I'm going alone, it will be super hard to make connections. Do you think me committing late will take away opportunities to make roommates and friends? Love you guys. Also, you answered my prom question and I was so happy. I ended up texting my friend who just broke up with his girlfriend and he said he would let me know soon if he could go with me. So I will keep you girls updated. Also, I cheered for 6 years. Snooki, Giovanna is so incredible for her age and she has so much more coming for her and I could see her winning worlds one day. Keep up the good work, Gigi."
Yes, queen. Thank you.
So college-wise, I didn't go to like a major college. I went to community college and then I did trade school. So as for college, I really didn't go to like to have dorms and roommates. I lived at home and I just went to college. So I'm not really sure, but I feel like everyone going to college is in the same boat and is like nervous and scared.
Literally.
And is feeling the same way. So I really feel like you have nothing to worry about. I feel like everyone is feeling the same way you are. And I think that you are going to make a lot of friends. You seem like you have a great personality. You seem very nice.
Yeah.
So I feel like you won't have any problems making friends. And I think that everybody that is going into college, like fresh, is feeling exactly the same.
Well, I definitely think now that you're like growing and you're going to adult soon, like I was definitely shy with things like that and like, you know, going to classes, making new friends and everything. But like once I actually did it, I feel like it just made me grow more. And I was like, the shyness just went away and I was outgoing and it just turned me into like a better version of myself. So being nervous and being scared is actually a good thing because when you actually go and you do it and you conquer that and it's just easy for you to meet people now, you just like, you just grow. You just end up growing and becoming a better version of yourself. So girl, just do it. Force yourself and do it. You're not going to regret it.
Yeah, you're going to do great. And as far as good for you texting your friend to go to prom, you're going to go, you're going to have a great time. I hope he says yes. But regardless, you have to go to your prom. You have to. You're going to have a good time. Okay, so next. So we have, "Hi, meatballs. I'm trying to recreate some looks from the OG days, and I just turned 21 back in September. Where did Snooki get her furry boots back in the day? Love you, girls."
Ooh. So I just talked to this company because I might sell them in my stores, but they were, what was it, Barefoot? Bear?
Yeah, it was. It was Barefoot.
Barefoot boots, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty positive.
Oh, yeah. So it's B. How do you spell it? B-A-R-E-F-O-O-T, yeah. I think.
You know what? I bet you could find them on Amazon.
Oh, they're definitely on Amazon. Yeah, I saw them on Amazon. So they're there and they're cozy. Yeah. That's why me and Dina wore them all the time because they were so cozy.
So comfortable.
Like, even though we were, like, sweating and our calves were disgusting, we were just so cozy.
So I'm on Amazon. And yes, you could get them on Amazon.
Yeah, we're trying to get them in store.
Look into, like, so you just put in like the Barefoot fur boots or just put in fur boots and you'll find them on Amazon. But they were so comfortable. When you would after a night out and you would take, it would be hard to get them off because we sweated so much.
Yeah, it's literally like taking a cast off. It was so gross.
It was so gross. I mean, you would like share them.
No, yeah, Dina, we would both wear, like, one black and one white.
That's when you knew it was going to be a good meatball night.
I can't. We're like, let's do this.
We're like, we look cool.
We look amazing.
Nobody else will do it like us.
I can't.
Okay, here's one. This is for you, Nicole. And it says, "Nicole, I am..." Wait, let's... So this is CRod423. That's who this is from. And it goes, "Nicole, I am a Route 91 Vegas shooting survivor, and my heart goes out to you and Sissy." Ugh, so terrible. Oh, well. Hearing you talk about your experience on the podcast has me drowning in tears. It brings back so many awful memories and feelings, and it truly breaks my heart. You and Sissy experienced that. I know the fear and the terror that you feel, and it never fully goes away, unfortunately. But with faith and good therapists, you'll heal little by little. I pray for you and everyone who was there that had to experience such a traumatic event, and I hope you're able to overcome your fears and PTSD. Give Sissy a great big hug for me, please. Sending you all the love and healing vibes. C. Rod 423.
Oh my God, that is so sweet. Thank you, C. Rod.
That's so scary. I can't. Well, you could imagine you went through that experience.
Yeah, so I'm definitely, I have to say my dreams have been really fucked up. Like my dreams of, I just every single night I'm having a dream of like having to like kill someone to protect her, or we're running from things. It's just like horrible things where I have to.
No, that's a parent's worst
nightmare. Keep her safe and keep her alive.
Yeah.
So my dreams are wild.
You literally went through a parent's worst nightmare.
Yeah. And I feel like she, like needs me in her bed to fall asleep, which she's like never needed. And if she hears a noise, she like freaks out a little bit. I mean, eventually I think, you know, she'll overcome that. But yeah, it was terrifying. So scary. And like, I love the fact that like everyone that was there, because there was thousands of people, thousands of like cheer moms and kids. They actually have like a community page on Facebook where like everyone just like tells their story and we're all there for each other. So I like that like everyone can talk about it and, you know, kind of like share their experiences together and, you know, all try and move on together. So I think that's great that we have that on Facebook.
Yeah, that is good, just to like be able to vent.
Just talk it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sick world.
Yeah, that was our last meatball question. How's Angelo feeling?
Oh yeah, so Angelo's all good. I was actually freaking out because me and Dee and some of the girls were filming at the end of the week or tomorrow. And I was like, oh no, because I fell on Monday, the flu. Oh, you know, I was fine. I woke up and I'm like, okay, you know, doing like my thing, like dropping the kids off at school, going to Starbucks, like going to my store. And then once I got home, my body felt like blah and I couldn't move. I felt like I had to lay down. And I'm like, oh my God, no. I was like, I cannot be getting the flu right now.
Well, you're fine now.
I feel like I'm fine now. Yeah,
I'm not trying to get the flu. I'm not trying to get the flu from you.
No, you already had the flu.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you can't get it again.
How? It's not like COVID?
No. There's different strands too. CJ had the flu like back to back the other, like a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah. No, I feel like I'm fine. Just everybody stay in your vitamins. Drink a lot of water and just keep washing your hands.
Yeah. Oh my God, guess what I bought before we get off? What? I got that walking pad.
Do you like it?
I haven't gotten it here yet, but I did order it. I pulled the trigger and I ordered it because I'm like, I just need to do something because I'm
you're going to love it.
Myself. So I got it and I'm excited about it. So
where are you going to put it?
Pad. I'm going to put it in my room and then I'll put it in my closet.
Oh, yeah, because it also fits under the bed too if your bed's high.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'll just put it in my closet. So, yeah, I got it. I'm excited.
Bea, you're going to love it.
Meatballs, once it comes in, I will update you. I'm going to just shed the pounds.
Oh, yeah, I haven't walked on it.
And then I just like bought a pair of jeans on TikTok. Look at me.
Did you see I just wore a pair of jeans?
No, I didn't see you wore. First of all, meatballs, if you don't know, we don't wear jeans. We hate jeans, but
we look silly.
Like, I'll do the jegging ones. But not anymore since I've gained weight.
No, I look so stumpy in jeans.
But I did just see ones on TikTok. They were jegging like, but they were wide leg. So I was like, ooh.
Oh, yeah. They're like sweatpants kind of.
No, they're like, they look like jeans.
No, yeah. But they said it feels like sweatpants and jeggings.
Yeah. So yeah, I bought them. I'm going to give them a whirl. We'll see. I'm doing all these things. Getting walking pads, buying jeans. Who am I?
Yeah, this is very weird. I don't know what's wrong with us.
It's the warm weather. It's getting me motivated.
Yeah, I wore jeans to my VIP event.
Oh, wow. Look at you. How'd you feel?
I know. I was like, this is very weird. But after my VIP event, because I had my club appearance, I ran right into the leggings. I was like, no, we're not doing this.
What made you do the jeans?
I just wanted to be different.
Okay. How'd you feel in them? Did you feel
not comfortable?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would sit down and like my fat would roll over and I'm like, I hate this. Like, no wonder I never wear jeans. I hate it.
Were they jeggings or real jeans?
No, they were real jeans from my store. So I wore them because I put them on and I was like, oh my God, these fit so cute. And they were like cozy. But then like wearing them all day and then like I was drinking, I was like, oh no. Like I felt like they were starting to get tight because
how'd you look in pictures? Did you like how you looked in pictures?
Yeah, I feel like I look cute.
Okay, good.
I gotta send you a picture. It looks so weird. Everyone texted me like, are you wearing jeans? I was like, shut up.
I know. I know. When I'm in like my best weight, I'll wear my jegging jeans because I feel cozy in them. I'll feel comfortable in them. But like right now I don't. And they're the straight leg ones. So, you know, you see every curve and everything. But that's why I'm like, maybe these wide leg jeggings will work. So I'm going to try them.
All right. And when you get them, please put them on and send me a picture.
I will. And then hopefully once, you know, I start this walking pad, I'll feel a little bit better about myself.
Yeah. Meatball problems, girl.
Yeah. Meatball problems. All right. Well, I got to go because Cameron is probably literally eating my entire pantry.
Yeah. On that note, we love you, meatballs. Oh, and I will be at Harrah's this Saturday. I have a club appearance.
Ooh, fun.
Totally forgot. So I will be at Harrah's. So if you guys want to go to AC for the weekend with your girlfriends, come on down because Mama will be at Harrah's at the pool this Saturday.
Oh, amazing. Have fun. Can't wait to hear the stories this
month. Yay. All right, we did it, meatball.
Let's get sauced. Bye, meatballs.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.